祝各位圣诞快乐以及新年快乐。
You mind if you let me know who's the newcomer?
新来的朋友可以让我们见一下吗？可以让我们认识一下吗？可以把手举起来让我们认识一下你。如果是第一次来教会的话，来我们教会的话，有没有哪一位？
在昨天是 first time.
Okay, so we have a word of prayer.
让我们来低头祷告。
Our Heavenly Father, we come before you with thanksgiving.
亲爱的天父，我们来到你的面前来献上我们的感谢。
Because you are great God.
因为你是伟大的神。
You're worthy of our praise.
你配得我们赞美。
And I pray that you sit enthroned over the song that we sung for you.
我配得在宝座上聆听我们的敬拜。
I pray that you speak to each and every one of us.
祷告你让我们每个人都有一个聆听的耳朵。
Open our ear that we can hear.
打开我们的耳朵。
And open our eyes that we can see the wonderful thing that's written in the law and in the gospel.
打开我们的眼睛，让我们能看到律法当中的奇妙。
And help us to understand what you have in store for us.
让我们能够明白你为我们所预备的。
And before we leave here,
让我们离开之前，
help us to understand.
帮助我们能够明白
what kind of precious gift that you have given it to us.
你给了我们的宝，你给我们的礼物是何等的宝贵。
And make sure that we remember.
让我们能够记住。
Hold on to it.
然后能够紧紧的抓住这个礼物。
And looking forward to receive it.
也能够接受这个礼物。
And I pray all this.
我们这样祷告。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
奉耶稣基督的名而求，阿门。
The Bible say in Isaiah chapter 9 verse 6.
在以赛亚书九章六节这样子说。
For to us a child is born.
因一个婴儿为我们而生。
To us a son is given.
有一子赐给我们。
Our heavenly Father has given us His precious Son Jesus Christ.
我们天上的父已经把他宝贵的独生子耶稣基督赐给了我们。
And make sure that.
我们要明白
，You have received Jesus Christ, the Son of God, within your heart.
你要确定你能够接受耶稣基督到你的心里头。
He who has the Son,
有子的
，has eternal life.
如果你有了耶稣基督在你心里，你就有永生。
He who has the Son,
有耶稣基督在你心里头
，has eternal inheritance.
你就有永远的产业。
He who has the Son,
谁有耶稣基督在他心里
，has eternal kingship.
他就可以永远做王
，and be able to enter into his kingdom,
并且能够进入他的天国
，and reign with him.
与他一同做王。
In chapter 9 verse 7,
在以赛亚书九章六节九章七节
，he clearly stated that.
他清楚地说。
Of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end.
他的政权与平安必加增无穷。
Ever since he established his earthly kingdom,
当他建立了他永远的国之后
，I said that ever since he established his earthly kingdom,
he 在地上的国
，he will reign.On David's throne.
他必坐在大卫的宝座上治理他的国。
He will reign over his kingdom.
他将治理他的国。
Establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness.
使国坚定稳固。
From that time on.
以公平公义使他的国坚定稳固从今直到永远。
From that time on.
从那个时候开始。
What is that time on?
是从什么时候开始呢
？Number one,
第一
from that time on,
从那时开始。
And number two,
从第二
and forever more,
直到永远。
In here, we see that.
当我们
since the second coming of our Lord Jesus Christ,
我们主耶稣的再来。
He will establish his earthly kingdom.
当我们主耶稣再次来的时候，他会在地上建立他的国。
For how long?
For 有多久呢？
For 1,000 years.
是一千年。
And then he say, and forevermore.
然后他说到永远。
And then for eternity.
那就是说是永生，是永远。
Don't ever miss all these kind of words.
不要把这些关键词弄错了。
Jesus Christ will reign on David's throne.
他将在大卫的宝座上作王。
And he will reign over his kingdom.
他会治理他的国。
His kingdom includes the earthly kingdom.
他的国包括地上的国。
And the heavenly kingdom.
和天上的国。
Earthly kingdom.
地上的国。
Last for 1,000 years.
是有一千年。
Heavenly kingdom,
天上的国
lasts forevermore.
是直到永远的。
And the Bible clearly stated that.
然后圣经清楚地说
，The seal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this.
万军之耶和华的热心必要成就这事。
He will accomplish it.
他要成就这事。
I prove it to you.
我可以向你证明。
You go to.Gospel of John,
你去看到约翰福音
1930,
17:30.
When he was on the cross,
当他在十字架上的时候
before his last breath,
在他最后一口咽下最后一口气的之前
he said, it is finished.
他说万军之耶和华必成就这事。他说成就了 finish 了完成了。
1930,
对不起，是约翰福音的19:30.
It is finished.
他说成了。
It is finished, that means the seal of the Lord will accomplish it.
他说成了的意思就是说万军之耶和华的热心必要成就这事。
So what has he accomplished?
那他成就了什么事？
He accomplished the salvation.For all mankind.
他所成就的事就是说对所有人的救恩他成就了。
That is number one.
这个是第一个。
Eternal life.
永生。
He accomplished it.
他成就了这个永生。
Then he gives you eternal life.
他把这个永生给了我们。
But as far as eternal.
因为他是永远的。
Inheritance.
他还成就了永远的这个产业。
Hasn't been accomplished yet.
但是永远的产业还没有成就那个时候。
As far as eternal kingship,
然后永远的国
hasn't been accomplished yet.
也还没有成就。
So, Gospel of John 19:30,
所以约翰福音19:30
has accomplished the first task.
他是完成了第一个任务。
He come down,
他降世为人。
To live on earth for around 33 years,
在这个世界上成为人大概33年的时间。
Before he breathed his last breath, he said it is finished.
在他死之前，他说我成了。
That means whosoever believe in our Lord Jesus Christ.
意思就是说谁如果是相信耶稣基督的话，信耶稣的话
，will have eternal life.
将会有永生。
And it is finished.
因为这个永生已经完成了。
He has accomplished it.
他已经完成了这个任务。
Whereas the inheritance?
那我们的产业在哪里呢？
Whereas the kingship?
那我们的永远的国呢？
Where's your property?
你的产业在哪里呢？
Where's your job?
你的任务在哪里？
Your job. What was your job? 工作啊。
这工作对啊。
Yeah.What's your job hasn't accomplished yet?
那但是你的工作完成了吗？
But it will be accomplished later on.
这些呢都会在以后完成。
As far as Revelation,
在启示录
chapter 21 verse 6,
21:6.
And God said, it is done.
神说完成了。
So by that time,
在这个时候
You will receive eternal inheritance.
你会得到永远的产业。
And you will receive eternal kingship.
那个时候你会得到永远的国。
Now let's talk about property, okay?
那现在让我们来谈论这个永远的产业。
Talk about property first.
我们谈产业。
Do you know how much money you have to save up in order to possess the property?
你知道你要存多少钱，你能够才能够买下一份产业吗
？If you want to buy a new house,
如果你想买一个新的新房子
，you go to the bank.
你要去银行。
The bank will ask you how much you are making.
银行会问你你一年挣多少钱。
If you and your spouse have earning income,
如果你和你的配偶有收入的话
，and husband and wife income they added together,
两个人的收入加在一块
and then they multiply by one third.
他们把它拿着这个收入的三分之一。
Assuming.
假设。
Assuming the husband make 100,000.
说这个丈夫挣10万块钱。
The wife make 100,000.
妻子也是10万块。
So 200,000.
也就是20万一年。
Divided by one third.
除上三。大概就是7万不到。7万吧。
Only
six point seven, 就是67,000一年
，right?
67,000大概67,000块钱一年。
So based upon this,
然后呢，银行按照这个数字
，he can calculate you to see whether you can pay for the mortgage. Depend on how long you take the mortgage, pay for the property tax, pay for the insurance for that.
银行会计算你能够负担多少贷款当然是取决于你贷款的还款期限然后呢看你要付这个地税还有其他的一些花销。
Not to mention about the maintenance cost.
还没有算进去这个房屋的维修费用。
You know the roof that you have?
你知道你的房顶。
When you buy a brand new house?
你买一个新房子的时候。
It won't last forever.
那个房顶不会永远都是好的。
Only last for 25 to 30 years.
大概也就是20到30年的样子。
So every 25 years you have to maintain it.
所以每25年你要换房顶。
Thing will deteriorate.
你所有的房屋呢都会慢慢的就会损坏。
So one third of the income go to your property.
所以大概三分之一你的收入呢是花在你的房产上。
And can anyone tell me how much it go to your tax?
大家可以知道，可以告诉我地税大概多少吗？大概地税现在3000多、4000块，3000多一年吧。
No, I don't mean tax for the property.
不是地税。
I mean your income tax.
就是这个个人的所得税收入，大概收入是所得税收入多少？30这样子，30、33。
Queenie is accountant, you know,
yeah.
Certified.
我们这
个。Can you tell me?
我们有位姐妹是做
one third，
大概
quarter？ No， I don't think so。You think a quarter？ Oh man， I， okay， do me a favor， okay？ Do me a favor。Last year 2016， you have a T4， right？ Go back to look at T4。
要我们看一下去年的2016年的这个你的 T4 表。
It will show you the gross income.
可以看到你的税前收入。
And also, the Canada Pension Plan. I mean, Canada Pension Plan is government taken away from you. EI.
养老。
And also your income tax.
我们可以看到我们交了多少养老金，交了多少失业保险，还有我们的这个个人所得税。
It's 40% at least, man. Not including about the Alberta government taking away from you too, right? 10% of the federal tax, right?
Yeah, 我们这些全部加起来可能大概有40%的样子，还有省税也要算进去。
So 40%.
如果是40%的样子。
And 33% for poverty, 40% for income tax.
Yeah, 所以如果33%是在你的产业上，40%你要交了税。
So how much you are really spending on your own?
那你剩下多少钱呢？大概你就剩下27%是你自己可以用的。
27%.
大概27%的样子。
Am I right?
我算得对吗？
Now, so this 40% also include if you buy a brand new car,
那么这百分之四十的钱里面呢，你还包括你，如果你买一个新车。
If you live in Alberta, you pay 5% GST.
你如果是在阿尔伯塔的话，你还要付5%的这个 GST.
If you live in Vancouver,
如果你是生活在温哥华的话
，you have to pay for provincial sales tax too.
你还要付这个省的这个 HST.
Probably add it together 11%.
大概加在一块大概是11%的样子。
Am I right?
对吗
？We pay a lot of tax.
我们付很多，交很多的税。
Brother and sister, I would like you to know.
弟兄姐妹，我想让你知道。
If you receive Jesus Christ into your heart,
如果你接受耶稣基督到你的心里头
，No more tax.
不用交税。
So how much you're saving?
那你省了多少钱呢
？40% saving.
你已经省了40%。
Am I right?
我说的对吗
？No more sales tax.
没有这种消费税。
No more property tax.
没有地税。
No more utility bill.
也不用交这个水电费。
No more garbage dump, because there's no garbage.
你也不用交这个垃圾费。
No more tax on shovel snow for you, because no more snow of that.
也不需要向市政府付钱，能够因为你要市政府帮你铲雪之类的，因为
On top of that.
除此以外
，If you inherit the inheritance from God，
如果你从神那里承受了产业
，No more maintenance cost，
也不需要交这个维修费用
，No mortgage，
也不需要交房贷。
Now let me go to the Bible，
让我们看看圣经上怎么说。
To see whether you see that，
看你能不能看到这一点。
First go to Isaiah，
我们首先到看以赛亚书。
Isaiah chapter 9,
以赛亚书九章
verse 6,
第六节
For to us a child is born,
因有一婴孩为我们而生
To us a son is given,
有一子赐给我们
And the government will be on his shoulder,
政权必担在他的肩头上
Government will be on his shoulder,
政权必担在他的肩头上
Mean power and authority,
意思就是说，这权力和这个能力
is on his shoulder，
在他的肩头上。
When he was born，
当他生下来的时候
，it wasn't like that，
他不是这样子的。
But when he was resurrected from the dead，
但是他从死里复活之后
，and before he ascended to heaven，
他升天之前
，he said that，
他说
，the government，
他说政权
is on my shoulder。
政权必担在我的肩头上。
I want you to turn to Matthew chapter 28, the last chapter of the first book of Matthew.
我们看一下马太福音，也就是马太福音的最后一章28章。我们看一下马太福音28章。
And verse 18, let's hear what did he say.
28章18节，我们看他怎么说。
He say all power.
他说天上地下。
I say all power.
所有的权柄，所有的权。
All authority.
所有的权力。
All government,
所有的政权
，in heaven and on earth,
从天上到地下的
，has been given to me,
都给我，都赐给我了。
He has all the power,
他有所有的权柄，
strength,
能力
，authority,
权柄。
And that's exactly what the Bible says.
就好像跟以赛亚书里面说的一模一样。
In verse 7, he will reign.
在以赛亚书九章七节说
On David throne,
他必在大卫的宝座上
He will reign
他必在大卫的宝座上
Over his kingdom That's why he said All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me
这就是为什么他说天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了
Brother and sister
弟兄姐妹
I want you to know one thing
我想要你知道一件事
Whatever Our Lord Jesus Christ received from God the Father, He will give it to you.
我们耶稣基督从天父那里得到了什么东西，他都会给我们。
The condition is,
条件就是
you have to receive Jesus Christ within your heart.
你要接受耶稣基督在你的心里。
If you do not have the Son of God,
如果你没有神的儿子
you have no power, you have no authority.
你就没有权柄。
And I want you to know one thing.
我想让你知道一件事
The moment you open your heart to receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior,
当你接受耶稣基督作为你的救主的那一瞬间
and He will give you the same kind of power.
他会给你同样的权柄
Let's hear.
让我们
Let's hear what the Old Testament say about this.
让我们听听旧约圣经怎么说的。
Psalm 45.
诗篇四十五篇。
Psalm 45 is a messianic psalm.
诗篇四十五篇是弥赛亚的诗篇。
Talk about how Jesus Christ reigned over his kingdom.
他讲到耶稣基督怎么样来治理他的国。
You write that down?
你把它写下来。
Verse 6 and 7.
诗篇四十五篇的第六到第七节。
Talk about Jesus Christ reigned on David's throne, reigned over his kingdom.
在谈论到耶稣基督怎么样在大卫的宝座上来治理他的国。
The psalmist say,
这个诗篇这样子说。
Your throne, O God, will last forever and ever. That talk about, that O God is talk about Jesus Christ. You write that down.
神啊，你的宝座是永永远远的。在这个神啊，这个旁边你写下来，这个神指的是耶稣基督，把它写下来。
How do I know that?
我怎么知道的呢？
Because Hebrew chapter 1, the author say that this God is Jesus Christ.
因为这是在希伯来书里面所讲的，讲到这个诗篇四十五篇第六节，这个神指的是耶稣基督。
So we should translate this way. Jesus' throne, O God, will last forever and ever.
所以我们应该把它这样子读，就是说耶稣基督啊，你的宝座是永永远远的。
And a scepter of justice will be a scepter of your kingdom.
如果我们接受耶稣基督，我们就接受他的国。
Sorry. Did you read that 45:6?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, sorry. 你的国权是正直的。你的宝座直到永永远远。
And Isaiah chapter 9, the Bible say,
在以赛亚书九章这样子说
Jesus Christ establishing and upholding his kingdom with justice and righteousness.
耶稣基督是以公平公义使他的国坚固稳定。
It's exactly as Psalm 45 verse 6. Psalm 45 verse 6 is exactly the same as Isaiah chapter 9 verse 7.
诗篇四十五篇第六节和以赛亚书九章七节是一模一样的。
When Jesus Christ reigned on David's throne, and when he reigned over his kingdom, he will establish and upholding his kingdom with justice and righteousness.
当耶稣基督在大卫的宝座上治理他的国的时候，他会以公平公义使他的国坚固稳定。
In verse 7, Psalm 45,
在诗篇四十五篇第七节。
You love righteousness and hate wickedness.
你喜爱公义，恨恶罪恶。
Therefore, God, your God is the Father. Father God.
所以神就是你的神。这地方这个神指的是父神。
Has set you above your companions.
这个。
All you have to do is read 45 verse 7 in the Psalm.
用喜乐油膏你，胜过膏你的同伴。
God, your God has set you above your companion.
膏你胜过膏你的同伴。
What does it mean by God the Father has set God the Son above Jesus' companion?
说膏你胜过膏你的同伴是什么意思？
Your companions.
你的同伴。
You write that down.
你把它写下来。
Companion, that means you follow Jesus Christ all the days of your life.
同伴意思就是说你一生跟随神的人。
Companion means disciple of Jesus Christ.
同伴意思就是说是耶稣基督的门徒。
Where I am, my disciple will be.
我在哪里，我的门徒就在哪里。
Now, what does it really mean?
那是什么意思呢？
God the Father,
父神
has set God the Son above all his companion, above all his disciple.
他高耶稣基督胜过高他所有的同伴，胜过高他所有的门徒。
By anointing Jesus Christ with the oil of joy.
是用喜乐油膏了耶稣基督。
When Jesus Christ has the anointing.
当耶稣基督被膏了以后。
When Jesus Christ has the anointing from God the Father,
当耶稣基督被父神所膏了之后
and God promised him that,
神应许说
his blessing,
他的祝福
will be greater than all his companions.
他说给他的祝福会比他所有的这些同伴都多。
Brother and sister, I want you to remember that.
弟兄姐妹，我想希望你能够记住。
How much Holy Spirit that you receive from Jesus Christ?
你从耶稣。
Determine how much blessing you will receive from God.
你从耶稣基督那接受的圣灵有多少，就意味着你从父神那里得到的祝福有多少。
I want you to write that down.
我希望你把这个写下来。
Write that down, Psalm 45.
写下诗篇45篇。
7.
第七节。
And you write down, Gospel of John.
你写下来约翰福音。
Gospel of John, chapter 3.
约翰福音的三章三十四节。
34. And God anointed Jesus Christ with the oil of joy.Anointed Jesus Christ with the Holy Spirit without limit.
父神膏耶稣基督用喜乐油膏他是没有限量的。
And that's why.
这就是为什么。
Jesus Christ asked us.
耶稣基督要求我们。
In Acts chapter 1 verse 8.
在这个使徒行传一章八节。
Ask that we be filled with the Holy Spirit.
要我们被圣灵所充满。
That is recorded by Dr. Luke.
这个是路加医生所记载的。
And according to Apostle Paul.
按照使徒保罗所说的。
He said the same thing.
他在以弗所书当中讲了同样的东西。
Chapter 5 verse 18.
在以弗所书五章十八节说了同样的事。
Do not get drunk on wine.
说保罗在这个以弗所书中说不要醉酒。
Because it leads to debauchery.
酒能使人放荡。
But to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
你要被圣灵所充满。
I want you to write that down.
我希望你把它写下来。
Link all these Bible verses together.
把这些圣经的经文把它连起来。
First of all, Jesus Christ received that.
首先是耶稣基督从父神那里得到的这个圣灵是没有限量的。
God the Father anointed Jesus Christ with the oil of joy with the Holy Spirit above all his companions.
父神用喜乐油膏耶稣胜过膏他所有的同伴。
And then Dr. Luke and Apostle Paul encouraged us to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
然后这个医生路加还有这个使徒保罗鼓励我们也是去追求圣灵的充满。
Do you know how can they be filled with the Holy Spirit?
你知道怎么样能够被圣灵所充满吗？
They listen to Jesus' instruction, remain in Jerusalem and gather together with 120 apostles, 120 disciples, their Jesus' companion, and they pray.They pray, 10 days later, they were filled with the Holy Spirit.
当120个门徒按照耶稣基督的这个指示在耶路撒冷聚在一起，他们一起同心祷告了十天的时候他们就被圣灵所充满了。
And then they led 3,000 people to Jesus Christ.
那时他们给3000人受洗，让他们这些人信了耶稣。
They don't.Enter the kingdom of God with the empty hand.
他们不是空手进到神的国。
Brother and sister, I want you to write that down in your Bible.
我希望你在弟兄姐妹，我希望你在圣经里面写下来。
Your blessing.
你的祝福。
Depends how much Holy Spirit is in your life.
你的祝福取决于你在你的生命当中有多少圣灵在你的生命当中。
The more Holy Spirit you receive.From Jesus Christ,
你从耶稣基督那得到圣灵越多。
Just like Jesus Christ received the Holy Spirit from God the Father,
就好像耶稣基督从父神那里接受了圣灵。
The more you receive from Jesus Christ,
你从耶稣基督那得到圣灵越多。
The more blessing you will receive,
你就有越多的祝福。
So every Wednesday,
所以每个周三
，When you go to the church,
你到教会来
，You don't ask for anything,
你。来这个祷告会的时候，你不要别的东西。
You ask God to be gracious to you to fill you with the Holy Spirit.
你什么都不要求，你就求神以他的恩典，用他的圣灵来充满你。
So that I can say What Jesus say? It is finished.
所以我们可以按这样子，我们就可以像耶稣基督一样说成了。
Not by might, nor by power.
不是依靠势力，不是依靠才能。
But by the Holy Spirit of the Almighty God.
而是依靠神的灵才能成事。
And God promised.
神这样子应许我们。
Jesus.
耶稣基督。
By anointing him with the oil of joy.
他膏耶稣用喜乐油膏他。
More than he anointed anyone.
胜过膏他的同伴。
So God the Father has just set Jesus Christ above his followers.
所以耶稣基督神膏耶稣是膏过他的同伴的。
By anointing Jesus Christ with the oil of joy, with the oil of joy above his follower, his companion, his disciple.
Yeah, 他用喜乐油膏耶稣基督，胜过膏他的同伴，就是也就是说，胜过膏他的这些门徒们。
Because Jesus Christ was filled with the Holy Spirit,
因为耶稣基督被圣灵所充满
he be able to complete the task that God wanted him to do.
他以至于他能够完成神要他所完成的
Anyone who completes the task,
任何一个人完成神要他所完成的
he is called overcomer.
他就是得胜的
And verse 16,
在
Psalm 45 verse 16.
在
Psalm 45 verse 16.
在诗篇的45篇16节。
And that blessing.
他说这个祝福。
Talk about the son of Jesus.
也就是说耶稣基督的子孙。
Your son.
你的子孙。
I want you to write that down.
我希望你能写下来。
Jesus' son.
耶稣基督的子孙。
Jesus' son will take the place of your father.
耶稣的子孙要接续你的列祖。
And you will make them prince throughout the land.
你要立他们在全地作王。
Now in verse 6,
在第六节的时候
Jesus' throne
耶稣基督的宝座
will last forever and ever.
是永永远远的。
Not only Jesus sit on David's throne.
不光是耶稣基督坐在大卫的宝座上。
The Bible say in Psalm 45 verse 16.
在诗篇45篇第六节圣经这样子说。
Your son.
诗篇45篇16节说你的子孙。
That means Jesus' son.
也就是说耶稣基督的子孙。
Will take the place of your father.
要接续你的列祖。
Jesus take the place of David.
耶稣他坐在大卫的宝座上。
And you follow Jesus.
那你跟随耶稣基督。
You will take the place of your father too.
你也要接续你的列祖。
And Jesus will make all their follower prince throughout the land.
耶稣基督要立他们在全地作王。
I want you to write that down.
我希望你把它写下来。
You write down Psalm.
你写下来是诗篇。
45.
45篇。
Verse 6 and 7.
第六第七节。
Psalm.
诗篇。
45, 6 and 7.
45,
talk about Jesus.
诗篇45篇6到7节。
Talk about Jesus' blessing.
诗篇45篇6到7节讲到耶稣基督的祝福。
Psalm 45, 16.
在诗篇45篇的16节。
Talk aboutHis companion, his disciple, his son.
讲到他对他的同伴、他的门徒，还有他的子孙的祝福。
I'm afraid, you know, some people they love to argue. They say, Pastor John, I heard that in the fourth gospel, Jesus never get married, and how can he have son? You know, so you know what I mean? When you read the Bible, Psalm 45:16, you don't even know what he's talking about.
Yeah, 我担心有人会这样子来挑战我说牧师你知道在四本福音书里面讲到耶稣基督从来没有结过婚他怎么会有子孙呢那如果你提这个你这样想的话那你读到诗篇45篇的时候你根本不明白诗篇45篇在讲什么
Do you want me to explain to you?
你想要我给你解释一下吗
诶 Emily, do you know the answer? Jesus Christ never get married. And how can he have son, right?
谁想解释一下为什么说耶稣基督他其实从来没有结过婚，他为什么说有他的子孙呢？
For to us a child was born.
对我们来说，当一个孩子出生的时候，
To us a son is given.
他说有一子为我们而生。
And let's talk about Jesus Christ.
这个是谈到的是耶稣基督。
Isaiah chapter 9 verse 6.
以赛亚书九章六节。
Talk about God the Father gave His Son to us.
谈到父神把他的儿子给了我们。
What is the name of His Son?
他儿子的名字叫什么呢？
His name called Everlasting Father.
他的名字叫做永在的父。
If Jesus Christ is the everlasting Father,
如果耶稣基督是永在的父，
then how can we be His son?
那我们可以怎么可以成为他的儿子呢？儿女呢？
And that's why He's another name called Wonderful Counselor.
这就是为什么他有另外一个名字叫做奇妙的测试。
Right beside Wonderful Counselor,
在奇妙测试的旁边。
You write that?
你写下来。
Gospel of John,
约翰福音
chapter 3,
三章
verse 3,
三节到和三章五节。
Truly, truly, I say to you, this is a wonderful saying from Jesus Christ.
这里说耶稣基督说，我实实在在的告诉你，这个是耶稣基督，这个是一个奇妙的这个福音从耶稣基督而来的。
No one can see.The kingdom of God.
人不能够进入神的国。
No one can. Could you read chapter 3, verse 3?
Yeah. 耶稣基督回答说，我实实在在的告诉你，人若不重生，就不能见神的国。
不是见呢，见呢。
不能见神的国。
No, Jesus said,Truly, truly, I say to you.
耶稣基督说，我实实在在的告诉你。
No one can see the kingdom of God unless he's born again.
人若不重生，就不能见神的国。
That is a counsel.
这个是奇妙的测试。
This is a counsel.
这个是测试。
It's not only a counsel.
不光是一个测试。
It's a wonderful counsel.
这个是奇妙的测试。
We never heard of that.
我们从来没听过。
And then he say,
然后他说，
How can you enter the kingdom of God?
他问，那你怎么能够进入神的国呢？
Through water?
人若要从水，经过水洗。
Through water mean water baptism?
若从水的意思就是说要受洗，水洗。
And through spirit baptism?
还有通过圣灵，也就是说这个灵洗。
When you believe in Jesus Christ,
当你相信耶稣基督的时候，
you need to be baptized in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
你需要按照以圣父、圣子、圣灵的名来受洗。
When you baptize with the water,
当你在接受水洗的时候，
you need to be baptized with the Holy Spirit too.
你也要接受圣灵的洗。
You have to have the Holy Spirit.
你必须有圣灵。
If you go through water baptism,
如果你经历了水洗，
just like in the book of Acts chapter 8,
就好像这个使徒行传一章八节的时候，
one of the seven deacons, called Philip,
在七个执事中当中有一个名叫腓力的。
And went to Samaria,
他去撒玛利亚。
And lead them to Jesus Christ,
带他们信主，信耶稣。
And baptized them with water,
用水给他们洗了礼。
And then he left.
他就走了。
But the apostle from Jerusalem,
但是这个使徒从耶路撒冷来的时候，
heard about that,
他们听说了这件事。
Apostle John and Apostle Peter,
使徒彼得和约翰
went to Samaria,
他们去到撒玛利亚。
And checked them.
他们去跟这些人交谈的时候，
because they all remember Gospel of John chapter 3 verse 3 chapter 3 verse 5,
因为他们都记得约翰福音的三章三节和三章五节。
A lot of people say they believe in Jesus.
很多人他们说他们信耶稣。
But they don't go through water baptism.
但他们却没有接受水洗。
A lot of people say I went through water baptism, but they don't even have the Holy Spirit within their heart.
很多人他们接受了水洗，但是他们却没有圣灵在他们心里头。
Because Apostle John and Apostle Peter remember what Jesus said in Gospel of John chapter 3, verse 3 and verse 5.
使徒约翰和使徒彼得因为他们记得约翰福音三章三节和三章五节的教导。
If you are not born again,
如果你没有重生的话，
you cannot see the kingdom of God.
你不能够见神的国。
If you are not born again,
如果你没有重生的话，
through water baptism and spirit baptism, you cannot enter the kingdom of God.
如果你没有接受水洗和圣灵的洗，你不能够进入神的国。
These are the two criteria.
这个是两个要求。
So that's why the apostle went there and asked them.
所以这两个使徒呢，他们去那里，然后问这些受洗的人。
Did you believe in Jesus Christ?
你们信耶稣基督吗
？They say yes.
他们说是的。
Have you gone through water baptism?
你们接受了水洗吗
？They say yes.
他们说是的。
But do you have the Holy Spirit?
他问，那你们有圣灵吗
？They say we never had them.
他说我们从来没有听说过圣灵。
Then the apostle lay hand on their head.
所以这些使徒把手按在他们头上。
And they received the Holy Spirit.
让他们能够接受圣灵。
Acts chapter 8.
使徒行使徒行传一章八节告诉我们说
，Not everyone，
不是每一个
，who claim to believe in Jesus Christ，
不是每一个说他信耶稣的人
，has the Holy Spirit，
都是有圣灵的。
But make sure，
但是你要确认
，you have the Holy Spirit，
你有圣灵在里面。
If you don't have it，
如果你没有的话
，you ask the Holy Spirit to come upon you，
你可以请求圣灵进到你里面。
According to Ephesians,
这个是按照以弗所书
chapter 1:13-14,
一章一十三节到十四节的教导。
Jesus promised us that anyone who believes in Jesus Christ,
耶稣基督应许说，我们每一个信耶稣的人
will receive a down payment.
我们会接受一个圣灵，我们会接受这个定金，你可以说定金，可以说值。
That down payment.
这个定金
is the Holy Spirit，
也就是圣灵
that guarantee you're going to receive inheritance。
它这个可以保证你将来能够接受永远的产业。
Every believer，
每一个信主的人
go through water baptism，
接受了水洗
supposed to have the spirit baptism too。
你就应该按道理你就应该有了圣灵的洗。
Listen to me carefully.
请仔细听。
Acts chapter 8.
使徒行传一章八节。
They go through water baptism.
他们接受了水洗。
But they don't have spirit baptism.
但他们还没有灵洗。
Acts chapter 19.
使徒行传十九章。
They didn't go through water baptism.
他们没有水洗。
Acts chapter 19 is the question, is the 12 disciple of Jesus Christ.
使徒行传的十九章是耶稣基督的十二个使徒。
They believe in Jesus Christ in the church of Ephesus.
他们已经信了耶稣。
他们在以弗所的教会来信主。
他们在以弗所教会信了主。
They go through water baptism.By John the Baptist, not water baptism through Jesus Christ.
他们受了耶稣的洗，但是不是他们受了施洗约翰的洗，但是还没有受耶稣的洗。
Because Jesus Christ said.
但因为耶稣基督这样子说。
When you baptize people,
当你给人受洗的时候
，you have to baptize them in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
你必须按照圣父、圣子、圣灵的名来给他们受洗。
They only go through.John the Baptist's baptism.
他们只受了施洗约翰的洗。
And they have no Holy Spirit.
他们也没有圣灵。
And Apostle Paul has to re-baptize them again.
这个使徒保罗要给他们重新洗礼。
Brother and sister, I want you to make sure.
弟兄姐妹，我让你们知道。
Can anyone tell me what is the title of my sermon this morning?
谁还记得我们今天这个正道的题目呢？
Do you have the gifts of God?
你有神的礼物吗？
Make sure.
你要确定你自己。
You have the Holy Spirit within your heart.
你要有圣灵在你里面。
Make sure.
你要确定。
You have gone through the water baptism.
啊，你接受了水洗。
Okay. A lot of people they don't know.
很多人他不知道。
A lot of church they say, oh, you have to gone through9 months of baptismal class.
很多教会会要求你参加9个月的受洗班。
You don't need to go through 9 months of baptismal class.
你不需要上9个月的受洗班。
You need to tell people.
你需要告诉大家。
How can I be born again?
怎么样可以重生
？How can I be Jesus' son?
怎么样能够成为耶稣基督的子孙
？Because Jesus said.
因为耶稣说。
The pastor. Will baptize you with water.
这个牧师会用水给你洗礼。
John the Baptist,
施洗约翰
will baptize you,
会给你施洗
with water,
用水给你施洗。
But I baptize you,
但是我要给你洗礼
with Holy Spirit,
用圣灵给你洗礼。
You need to have baptism from Jesus Christ.
你需要有从耶稣基督而来的洗礼。
Make sure,
你要确定
you receive the Holy Spirit.
你接受了这个圣灵。
Do you understand what I'm trying to say?
你明白我想说的吗？
You've got to learn that, okay?
我们需要知道。
I show you something, okay?
我给你看个东西。
See if I have, okay, I get a Canadian, you see that? You see that, you see the Queen's Elizabeth, right?Let's say this $20, you don't see the symbol of Queen Elizabeth.
We look at
that is a counterfeit, right?
Yeah, 如果你看见这个20块钱的这张钞票，如果上面没有这个女王的这个头像，那肯定是假的，对吗
？Currency.
钞票
has counterfeit.
那个钞票有假的。
And Christian.
基督徒
has counterfeit Christian.
也有假的。
Because when you enter in the kingdom of God,
因为你要进入神的国的时候
，about the door,
在这个天国的这个门口
，there's an angel,
会有一个天使
，stand on guard,
在那里在那里看守。
You want to make sure,
你要确定。
If you don't have the Holy Spirit within your heart,
如果你没有圣灵在你心里面
，get the seal of ownership, Jesus Christ.
那个是耶稣基督的这个印记。
If you don't have that,
如果你没有这个
you cannot enter the kingdom of God.
你不能够进入神的国。
Because Jesus said it very clearly,
因为耶稣基督很清楚地说
unless you are born again,
除非你是重生的
you cannot see the kingdom of God.
你不能见神的国。
Unless you are born again through water baptism and spirit baptism, you cannot enter the kingdom of God.
除非你从水洗和圣灵洗而重生的，你不能够进入神的国。
What is Jesus' name?
耶稣基督的名字是什么呢？还记得吗
？Everlasting Father.
永在的父。
He gonna give you a new birth.
他会让你有一个新的生命。
How did he give you a new birth?
他怎么样给你重生呢
？Through water baptism.
是从水洗。
By the pastor.
又让当时牧师给你受洗的时候。
And through spirit baptism.
然后经过灵洗。
By Jesus Christ Himself,
用耶稣基督自己给你灵洗。
So when you go home,
当你回家的时候
，these are the checklist. You have to do.
你要去看看圣经里面这个是这些是两件事是你要做的。
I want you to watch out. Like when you take a plane, you go through the cockpit, you see the pilot and also the assistant engineer. Both of them have checklist. They check that.Before the plane take off.
要当你去坐飞机的时候，那个飞机起飞之前呢，那个驾驶员和他的助手，他们都会清单去看看是不是每一件事都已经做了。
Follow this procedure.
这个程序你是必须遵守的。
Do you have the Holy Spirit within your heart?
同样的，我们家里头也是。去 check 一下，去看一下我们自己是不是有圣灵。
When you have the Holy Spirit within your heart,
当你有圣灵在你的心里面的时候
，then you are son of God.
你就是神的儿子。
how the Holy Spirit raised Jesus Christ from the dead.
圣灵怎么样让耶稣基督从死里复活？
And the Holy Spirit will raise you from the dead.
圣灵也同样让你从死里复活。
When you are raised from the dead,
当你从死里复活的时候，
you are called the Son of God.
你就是神的儿子。
Just like Jesus Christ was called the Son of God when he was raised from the dead.
就好像耶稣基督当他从死里复活的时候，他被称为神的儿子一样。
That's why Psalm chapter 2 verse 8 saying.
这就是为什么诗篇第二篇第六节所说的。
第八节。
第二篇第八节，对不起。
Today I have become your father.
今日我。
第七节。
对不起，是二章七节。受膏者说我要传圣旨，他说今日你。
Today I have become your father.
今日我生你。我今日生你。
You are my son.
你是我的儿子。
I want you to write that down right beside here.
我希望你在这旁边写下来。
Take a look at how Paul interpreted this portion of the scripture.
我们看看使徒保罗是怎么样来解释这个经文的。
Act 13.
在这个使徒行传十三章。
When Paul preached to the church at Antioch,
当保罗去到安提阿教会的时候。
And he said that.
他这样子说。
As it is written in the second Psalm, chapter 2, verse 7.
正如诗篇第二篇上所记的。
You are my son, today I have become your father.
你是我的儿子，我今日生你。
The fact that God raised Jesus Christ from the dead never to decay is stated in this word. In this word.
论到神叫他从死里复活，不再归于朽坏，就这样说。
I will give you the holy and sure blessing.
我必将所应许大卫的圣洁可靠的恩典。
Promise to David.
我必将应许大卫圣洁可靠的恩典赐给你们。
Talk about the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ, verse 34.
在这个三十四节这里谈到耶稣基督从死里复活。
And verse 33 talk about the same thing.
在三十三节也是讲了同样的事情。
He has fulfilled for us their children by raising up Jesus.
神已经按照他的应许让耶稣基督从死里复活成为他的儿女。
When did God say to his son Jesus Christ, you are my son?
什么时候这个父神对耶稣基督说你是我儿子呢？
On the day of his resurrection.
是他从死里复活的那一天。
One thing I found out in the Bible is very, very wonderful.
我发现圣经里面有一件事情是非常的奇妙。
Whatever.
不管什么。
Whatever God gave it to Jesus Christ.
不管父神给了什么给耶稣基督。
And Jesus Christ gave the same thing to us.
耶稣基督就把同样的东西给我们。
And God said to Jesus.
父神对耶稣说。
On the day of his resurrection,
你从死里复活的那一天，
you are my son,
你是我的儿子。
Today I have become your father.
我今日生你。
We don't have godmother.
我们没有这个母神，我们只有父神。
We only have God the Father.
我们只有父神。
And God the Father said to God the Son.
父神对这个神的儿子说。
On the day of your resurrection,
你从死里复活的那一天。
You are my son.
你是我的儿子。
And I have become your father.
我今日生你。
On what day?
在哪一天呢？
On the day of his resurrection.
在他从死里复活的那一天。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们。
You have the Holy Spirit within your heart.
你有圣灵在你里面。
And we will die too.
我们也会死。
Our body will decay.
我们的尸体也会朽坏。
But on his second coming.
当耶稣基督再来的时候。
Second coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督再来的时候。
He's going to call your name.
他会呼唤我们的名字。
If you have the Holy Spirit,
如果你有圣
in your heart,
如果你有圣灵在你里面。
He said that my sheep recognize my voice.
他说我的羊认识我的声音。
And I know the name of my sheep.
我知道我羊的名字。
He called your name.
他叫你的名字。
And you wake up.
你就会醒过来。
You resurrected.
你就会从死里复活。
And he's going to say to you.
他会对你说。
I am your everlasting father.
我是你永在的父。
Today.
今天。
You are my son.
你是我儿子。
I have become your father.
我今日生你。
How he received this kind of blessing from God the Father, he passed it on to each and every one of his companion, of his disciple, of his follower.
Yeah, 他从父神那里怎么样得到这样子的祝福，他同样的把同样的祝福给他的门徒，给他的同伴，给他的儿子。
So how I reign on earth?
我怎么样治理这个地？
By the power of the Holy Spirit,
我们怎么样用圣灵的能力来治理这个地方
？And you will reign on earth.
你也一样同样的治理这个地。
By the same power of the Holy Spirit.
同样是依靠圣灵的能力来治理。
If you don't have the Holy Spirit,
如果你没有圣灵的话
，you have no eternal life.
你就没有永生。
You have no job.
你就没有工作。
No kingship.
你也没有
You cannot reign with Jesus Christ.
你也没有神的国，你不能够与神与耶稣基督一同作王。
You grieve his heart.
你让他心忧伤痛悔。
I want you to turn to Revelation chapter 5.
忧伤，我想让我们看一下这个启示录5:9-10.
And these are the same.
这也是讲了同样的东西。
It is a wonderful saying.
他九章十节是非常奇妙的经文。
All these people get this kind of blessing. They're gonna sing a new song. We are so happy. That's why we sing song. But this song is a new song because we never heard of it.
Yeah, 所以所有这些有这个福气的人，有这个祝福的人，他们都会向耶稣基督唱歌，而且这个歌呢是新歌，从来没有人听过的。
And you are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seal because you were slain and with your blood you purchased man for God from every tribe and language and people and nation.
Yeah, 你配拿书卷。因为你曾被杀，用自己的血从各族、各方、各民、各国当中买了人来。
In other words, this promise applies to Chinese Christians.
也就是说，神的这个应许呢，也是给中国人的。
God purchased Chinese. Jesus Christ purchased Chinese Christian for God from China, from Hong Kong, from Singapore, from Malaysia, from Vietnam.
Yeah, 就是说耶稣基督
Taiwan too.
用
And Canada, okay. Yeah, that's including my daughter.
Yeah, okay.
And Kasiah and Joey, you're made in Canada, right?
Yeah, 也就是说按照这个经文，耶稣基督用他自己的宝血把中国人从中国大陆，从香港，从越南，从马来西亚，从加拿大，从各个地方买来，要叫他们归于神。
Brother and sister, make sure.
弟兄姐妹
you realize.
你要明白
Psalm 45:6 that blessing to Jesus' son apply to Chinese Christian too, as long as you have the Holy Spirit within your heart.
Yeah, 在这个诗篇45:6的这个福气给耶稣基督的这个福气，同样是给这个中国的基督徒，只要你有圣灵在你的心里头。
And verse 10,
然后在第十节
you have made them,
你又叫他们
once you purchase them,
当耶稣基督把他们买回来以后
you make them to be a kingdom,
你让他们成为国民
and priest,
成做祭司
to serve our God,
去归于神再去归于神
and they will reign,On earth,
在地上执掌王权。
Jesus Christ reigned on earth for 1,000 years.
耶稣基督在地上执掌王权1,000年。
You reign on earth for 1,000 years.
你执掌王权也是1,000年。
I don't know how you feel, you know, if you lose your job, I think it's really, really sad.
我不知道当你没有工作的时候你会怎么样感觉，我想恐怕也是觉得很难过。
Earthly job can only last maybe 40, 50 years.
我们在地上的工作大概也就是你能够做40年到50年而已。
But if you lose your job,
但是你失去工作的时候
even though for 1 year,
哪怕就是一年没有工作
for 1 month,
或者是一个甚至是只有一个月
you feel so ashamed,
你觉得
you feel depressed,
你觉得羞耻
and you're not happy.
你觉得自己没有用，你觉得很不高兴。
Brother and sister, I want you to make sure when you go to a church.
弟兄姐妹，我希望你能够去教会的时候，你确保你自己。
You not only have eternal life.
你不光是能够有永生。
Make sure you have eternal job.
也要保证你自己有永远的工作。
Because the Bible clearly stated that.
因为圣经清楚地说
When Jesus Christ purchased you with his blood, he using his life to redeem your life, he want to make sure that you're going to reign with him on earth for 1,000 years, and then you don't make it, that is really, really, really sad.
当耶稣基督用他的宝血把你买来的时候他是希望你能够跟他一起做王1000年的，如果你不能够如果你没有这个礼物的话，你会真的是很悲哀的一件事情。
I don't know whether you know that Matthew 25, the second parable, and also Luke chapter 19.
我不知道你知不知道马太福音的25章和这个路加福音的19章。
When you by the power of the Holy Spirit, when you lead people to Christ, you multiply.And then Jesus say,
当你带领
You're going to reign with me. Okay? You're going to reign with me. You'll be a king in your city. Okay? Some people get 10 cities. Some people get 2 cities. Some people get 1 city. And the non-believer get nothing.
当你带人信主的时候，扩张神的国的时候耶稣基督说你跟我一起做王，有些人可以在10座城里面做王，有些可以在1座城里面做王但如果你是不信主的话，你就没有什么都没有。
Make sure before you leave here,
你确保你离开这里之前
,you receive the gifts of eternal life,
你接受神给你的这个永生的礼物。
By the power of the Holy Spirit,
通过圣灵的能力来接受这个礼物。
You receive the eternal inheritance,
通过圣灵的你能够拿到永远的这个产业。
Because the Holy Spirit is a guaranteed deposit that you're going to inherit the inheritance.
因为圣灵是神在我们心里面的印记，能够保证我们将来能够得到永远的产业。
Without the Holy Spirit,
没有这个圣灵
you are not a Christian.
你不是基督徒。
Without the Holy Spirit,
没有圣灵
you are not a landowner.
你没有能够得到这个永远的产业。
Without the Holy Spirit,
没有这个圣灵
you cannot reign with Jesus.
你不能够与耶稣基督一同作王。
I want you to write that down.
我希望你写下来。
Isaiah,
以赛亚书
chapter 9,
九章
Verse 6,
第六节。
What did the Bible say?
圣经怎么说？
He not only is our everlasting Father,
他不光是我们永在的父。
He can give us a new born, He can give us a new birth, we can be born again through Jesus Christ.
他可以给我们这个重生，我们通过耶稣基督，我们可以得到重生。
And then He reigned,
然后与他一同作王。
For 1,000 years,
直到1000年。
How did he reign for 1,000 years?
他怎么样能做王1000年呢？
In verse 7,
在第七节里面说，
He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom from that time on and forever.
他在第七节里面说，他必在大卫的宝座上治理他的国从今直到永远。
From that time on,
从那个时候开始。
From his second coming,
从他第二次回来的时候开始。
And then he establishing his kingdom, earthly kingdom.
然后他建立在地上建立他的国。
And he upholding his earthly kingdom.
使他的国稳定。坚固。
For how long?
有多久呢?
for 1,000 years.
For 1,000 years.
After 1,000 years.
1,000年之后.
He will continue establishing and upholding his kingdom.
他会继续,
forever and ever.
他会继续使他的国坚固稳定，从今直到永永远远。
I want you to write that down.
我希望你,
forever and ever, right beside from ever and ever.
我希望你在这个直到永远这个地方你写下来。
You write down.
你写下来。
Revelation.
启示录。
Chapter 22.
22章。
Verse 5.
第五节。
All Jesus' companion.
耶稣基督所有的这个同伴。
All Jesus' disciple.
耶稣基督所有的这个门徒。
They bear fruit.
他们结果子。
By the power of the Holy Spirit.
按照圣灵的能力来结果子。
And Bible say.
圣经这样子说。
They will reign forever and ever.
他们要做王直到永永远远。
Unfortunately, a lot of people say believe in Jesus Christ have eternal life, and they don't talk about Isaiah chapter 9 verse 6.
很不幸的是，就是很多人说他们说到信耶稣基督，只是说到他们有永生，但是没有讲到以赛亚书9章的第六节。
So a lot of Christians.
所以很多基督徒
they don't even know what kind of gifts that God gave it to them.
他们甚至不知道神给了他们什么样的礼物。
They only know eternal life.
他们只知道永生。
They don't know.
他们不知道。
They have a job to do.
他们还有工作。
They can reign with Jesus for 1,000 years.
他们可以与耶稣基督一同作王。
They can reign as king, reign as priest for 1,000 years.
他们可以做君王、做祭司1,000年。
Just like Revelation chapter 5, verse 9 and 10.
就好像这个。 启示录5章9到10节里面所说的
Because he purchased you with his blood.
因为他用他的宝血买了你。
He loved you.
他爱你。
When he can reign as king, he wants you to reign as king too.
当他做王的时候, 他也希望你能够跟他一同做王。
When he takes possession of the whole world,
当他在世界上掌王权的时候,
he wants to give you a portion of it.
他也希望给你。
You're going to reign with him throughout the land of the whole world, 45:16.
按照这个诗篇45篇16节里面所说的,
You will make them princes throughout the land.
你的子孙要接续你的列祖，立他们做王，在全地做王。
God wants you to reign with him.
神希望你跟他一同做王。
Is this a good gift?
这是很好的礼物吗?
He said that from that time on,
他说从那个时候开始,
And forevermore.
直到永远。
And he said that.
他是这样子说的。
It is finished.
他说成了。
It is done.
他说做完了。
Revelation chapter 21 verse 6, he said, It is done.
就像这个启示录21章26节里面说的, 完成了。
Now, in conclusion,
我们的今天的结论是什么呢?
I want you to turn on your cell phone.
我希望你把你的
Turn on, not turn off, okay?
希望你们打开你们的手机。
I want you to turn on your cell phone.
拿出你们的手机。
Those people who have data plan.
什么? 你们谁有这个 data plan 的? 有这个流量的。
Okay, I want Nicole to do that. You have data plan, right?
我希望,
you don't need the Wi-Fi, right?
你有这个流量的。
Oh, you have that, okay?
Yeah.
Now, those people who do not have data plan, I want you to turn on your cell phone in the calculator. I want you to calculate the thing with me.
但你如果是没有流量的话呢, 我希望你拿手机的那个, 计算器来跟我一起来计算。
In Revelation chapter 21,
在这个启示录的21章,
talk about the new city,
讲到天上的新耶路撒冷这个新城,
the new bride,
这个新妇新娘,
This is a holy city.
这个是圣城。
They call New Jerusalem.
这也就是新耶路撒冷。
What's the dimension?
它的这个尺寸是什么呢?
1,400 miles.
是1,400英里。
Now tell me,
你告诉我听。
One mile is equal to 5,280 feet.
一个英里是等于五千多少
？Could you find out 1,400 mile equal to how many feet? Could you tell me?
谁可以告诉我听啊？一千四百英里是多少尺呢
？I think it's around seven. Is it? It's around seven. Ten to the six.
谁算出来了？多少？多少？多少尺？多少英尺？
One mile equal to 5,280.
一个英里。
Wow, you guys. Seven. I want imperial. Huh? How many zero? $7 million, okay? No, $7 million, right? $7 million feet, right? So you go to, right? Is this is 7 to 10 to the power 6, right? Not just 7, okay?
Yeah, 大概就是有七百尺的七百万尺的样子。
7 million feet.
大概是一千四百个英里，大概是等于七百万尺。
The Bible says this new city.
圣经里面说这个新城。
City of Jerusalem.
这个新的耶路撒冷。
Is 7 million feet wide?
大概是七百万尺宽。
7 million feet long.
也是七百万尺长。
And then 7 million feet high.
And 七百万尺的高度。
And all these are enclosed.
这些呢都是封闭的。
I want you to know one thing.
我想要你知道一件事儿。
Jesus said.
耶稣说。
Unless you are born again.
除非你是重生的。
You cannot enter the kingdom of God.
你不能够进入神的国。
You cannot enter from the bottom up.
你不可能从下面进去。
Why?
为什么呢？
There are 12 foundations.
因为底下有十二层的这根基。
With precious pearl, precious stone.
是用宝石所做的。
Very, very thick.
非常的厚。
You cannot undermine this city.
你不可能从下面挖一个洞。
You cannot go under, let's say this is a bank wall, and then they say, oh, I'm going to get into the bank to the basement, you know. No, you cannot get in, you cannot get into this holy city from underneath.
Yeah, 就好像你有些人想去抢银行，想从底下挖一个洞进去一样但是这个圣城你是不可能从底下挖洞进去的。
You can only enter into the city.
你只能够怎么样进到这个城呢
？With this 12 gate，
你只能通过十二个城门进去。
3 gate in each direction。
在每城的每个方向有三个门。
This is the only way you can get in。
这是你能够进到这个城唯一的办法。
Each gate。Make of each pearl.
每一个门都是用珍珠做的，是一个珍珠门。
Pearl means you have to go through suffering, just like the clam with stone inside the belly, and then the clam just what? Eject out some kind of chemical and change the stone to become pearl.
Yeah.
In other words, if we are willing to carry our own cross in our suffering,We persevere, we don't give up. You can enter into this gate.
Yeah, 珍珠门的意思就是说，好像那个棒来孕育一个珍珠一样，要受苦的就是说你要进入这个珍珠门，就是说你必须受苦，也就是说你必背这个十字架才能够进入这个珍珠的门。
The Bible said that over each gate there's an angel.
圣经说在每一个门那里都有一个天使在看守。
Just like in Genesis.
就好像在这个创世纪里面所说的一样。
Revelation is the last book.
启示录是最后一本书。
Genesis is the first book.
创世纪是第一本书。
Ever since Adam and Eve sins against God?
自从这个亚当和夏娃犯罪以后。
He was kicked out of the Garden of Eden.
他们被从伊甸园当中赶了出来。
And then by the door,
然后在伊甸园那个门那里
there's angel,
有天使把守
called four living creatures,
也就是这个四活物
he's going to stand on guard,
他们在那里站着那里看守
make sure that any foreigner cannot get it, enter in,
也就是说任何人不经允许不能进去
So, you check it out with Revelation chapter 20, 21, 22, you will see that.
你看这个启示录的21章的
20章。What am I trying to say?
就可以看到了。
I go to the Google.
我想说什么呢
？I want you to go to Google.
我希望你用一下，用 Google 查一下。
And search.
然后搜索。
You write that down. How many miles? How many square miles for North America? North America, including Canada and US, is called North America. And then South America, and then, Asia means China all the way to the Middle East. And then, Europe. You know what I found out? I want you to check that out, Nicole. You type that down, type it out. How many square miles for North America? They say 50 square mile. It's 45 something, okay? I say 50 because he didn't including Australia, New Zealand, they're very small, okay? Let's say I include the whole thing. Could you go to Google search? It is less than 50 times 10 to the power 6 million square mile.
Yeah, 我想叫你去搜索一下
can you find that out?
南美、北美加上欧洲加上亚洲，他们的面积大概是多大
？No, I don't want that. 北美 the whole world.
整个世界的这个。
How many square miles for the whole world for this planet Earth?
然后说这个地球上的这个面积有多大？陆地是不是
？57 million. Okay, that's good.Because I estimate it's 50, okay, like 57 million, okay?
大概是5700万。
Square, 57 million square mile, right?
5700万平方英里。
I want you to multiply,
我想让你乘一
下。1,400 mile times 1,400 mile,
我让你乘一下1000。
How many square miles? It's less than 1.9 to 10 to the power 6 square mile.
我想让你乘一下1400英里乘上1400英里大概是多少大概是不到200万平方英里 1.9 万
1.9 something, right?
190万平方英里
Okay, so the whole world
整个世界
I want you to know
我想你
Now the whole world, not every square mile is inhabitable Some are North Pole, some are South Pole, right?Some are mountain. You cannot live in a mountain. You don't get enough oxygen. Okay? I just let you know how small is this planet. So now we found out 57 million, 57 times 10 to the power 6 square mile. Okay? Now this city is only 1.9times 10 to the 6 square mile. Okay. Now, I want you to give me a division. 57 10 to the 6 divided by 1.9 times 10 to the 6. How many times?
Yeah, 我就想要你知道因为虽然现在是有5700万平方。
How can it be 3 times? Oh, come on!
Not 3 times, 30 times. 30 times.
Even though you did it 30 times already, if I
did that, this
engineer, you get 2 master degree. Oh, that's just, I can't even count my finger, you know?
Yeah. Okay.
Kaseya, you tell me how many times? 57 divided by 1.9. 30. 30?
Yeah, around there, yes.
I don't even know how to do division, but I know how to round it off. 60 divided by 2 is 30, you know? Give me a break, you guy, you know?
现在这个世界上的就是5700万的这个土地可以就是陆地那但是呢这圣城呢大概是190万平方英里的这个面积，所以我们除一下的话呢大概现在的这个面积是圣城的30倍这样子。
So that means,
意思是什么呢
?The whole earth,
整个地球
,the area is 30 times greater than the holy city.
地球上的这个陆地呢是大概30倍跟圣城的这个面积比起来大30倍。
Right? Now let me tell you one thing.
那我来跟你讲一件事。
How high is this holy city that is livable?
这个圣城的这个高度有多少呢也是1400英里。
Okay. Now assuming, okay?
我们假设一下。
Now,Because I dare not add to the revelation. If I add to the revelation, Jesus say he gonna add calamity into your life. I'm just saying, I assume it. I'm not adding it because the Bible didn't say that. Let us just explore it, right? They just explore it, okay? I'm not saying that's what the Bible say, but the Bible only say,Its livable area is 1400 mile high. It's livable. All right?
Yeah, 我们现在来假设一下，我不是说我在这个启示录上加减什么东西，因为圣经说，如果我们在启示录上加什么东西，神说这神是所不允许的。我们只是按照这个启示录的这个。给的这些数字我们来假设一下在这个圣城呢它的高度呢是1400英里。
Now, I'm not an architect, and I'm not an engineer anymore, so I don't know how to do calculation also, so, you know, but how about we just have this assumption?
我现在不再是这个设计师了，我也不再做工程师了所以呢，我们现在，但是我们可以先来假设一下。
Assuming.
我们假设。
I take half of the space.
我们把这个高度减一半。
700 mile.
就是700英里。
Is called the atrium.
叫什么
?That means no building. Have you ever go to Hong Kong, the high rise, the first 3 story is all restaurant, theater, mall, swimming pool, or whatever. And then the upper story is quarter, living quarter or office building, right?
Yeah, well,让我们来假设一下，如果前面700英里不是一个居住的地方，只是一个像好像在香港你每一个大楼的前面的几层下面几层都是什么餐馆啊什么游乐设施是这样子的一个地方。
I'm being exaggerated.
我当然我这是夸张了。
How far from Edmonton to Calgary is3 hours I can go to Calgary. If I drive 60 miles per hour, that means 3 times 6 is only 180 miles.
Yeah, 我们从这里到这个卡加里的话，大概也就是180英里的样子。
Can anyone see without using a cell phone? Can anyone see far away, a mile away? You may not see anything.Can you see what happened in Calgary now? It's only 180 miles away. Okay?
Yeah.
Let's say we have the empty space is 700 miles, and then the rest of it is a living quarter. Assuming that, okay? So how much is living quarter? 700 miles.
Yeah, 我们想象一下，我们大概我们能看多远呢？我们能够一个英里以外，我们都看不见，对不对？那么你能难道你能看到卡加里发生什么事情之后180个英里都看不见？那么我们在假设这个圣城呢，下面一半就是700英里呢，这个是空的，
没。Talk about high rise.
不是有人住的。我们看一下这个摩天大楼。
Every story.
每一层。
Is around 10 feet at most.
也就是大概十尺的样子。
Some rich people.
有些有钱人呢。
Like the standard like building.
他喜欢这个把这个租一个更多的空间。
They make the atrium three story high, 33.
Yeah, 他们一个人占三层，他们一个。
So when you look up, wow, magnificent. So that's why rich people.They build a big house, and they have when you walk into the house, you look up, wow, 30 feet high, you know, the first thing I'm thinking about is how can I change the light bulb? you know, if I change the light bulb, I say, I got to pray to God, said, don't let me fall down, you know. You understand what I'm trying to say? All the rich people, of course, they don't need to change the light bulb. They call, okay, you change it, okay, right?
Yeah, 所以有些有钱人呢，他们喜欢呢一个人占三层。你一进去的时候，那个门厅呢非常非常的高，三十尺高。你抬头一看，哇，你就觉得这个房子非常的雄伟啊。因为有钱人他喜欢这样子做嘛。你三十尺，你已经让你觉得很雄伟了。
Okay, assuming.
那我们来假设一下。
Every story.
每一层。
Because it earthly is 10 feet high, right?
我们在地上呢，大概每一层楼大概是十尺高的样子。
Assuming heaven is double.
我们就算一下，在天堂的时候呢，是两倍，就是20尺。
Every room you have 20 feet high, you know?
每个房间呢有20尺高。
I want you to tell me.
我想你告诉我听。
700 miles.
700英里。
Equal to how many feet?
等于多少尺呢？
And then, if I give 20 feet per level,
如果每一层楼是20尺的话,
can you tell me how many level?
你告诉我听有多少层?
First of all, 700 feet.
首先是700英里。
Times 5,280.
乘上5,280.
Divided by 20.
然后再除以20.
Can you tell me how many level?
你告诉我听有多少层? 高超快。
Okay, get slowly. What do you say?
1848
Okay. I have this kind of level, right?
Yeah, 我们就有了
Oh, is it true or not true?
1,181
You try, no, don't try that. I trust you. You tell me. You get two masters. Ah, come on. That guy.
就是184,800层楼。
啊？
184,800层楼。
That means 7,000.
You can trust him. He's very good at the math.
700 miles times 5,280 feet.Per mile, yeah. And then divided by 20 feet per level, right?
Yeah.
How many levels? No, you just tell me the answer, please, you know. That figure is too big for me, you know, okay?
okay
you know, people are so proud. When I give this kind of figure, it blows your mind. Okay, now this, so that means I have this very many level.
Yes, right. Yeah.
And then divided by because the new city is only one over 30 of the size of the world, right? Of the planet. So we have to divide it by 30.
You have a 6,160.
So.Just right along, okay? If his calculation is correct, this new heaven and new earth, that new Jerusalem, I have 60,000
the size of the earth. Are we good enough for all the people? 6,000 only? So it's not 60,000, okay? Okay. That's fine. That means the new heaven, the new Jerusalem, is 6,000 larger than the planet Earth.
Yeah, 因为, 人,
do we have enough place for that?
Yes, 人很,
do we have enough place for that? For all of us?
Yeah, 人非常的骄傲啊，觉得觉得这个好像圣城很小一样。但是如果我把这个数字把给你看的话其实呢，这个圣城呢，比现在我们它可以居住的面积，比我们现在的这个陆地面积呢，其实是6000倍这么多。如果这个按照我们这个小弟兄高超计算的话，因为他数学很好，算的应该不会算错哈。
No one will make the atrium. 700 mile high, and with nothing, no one will do that.
Yeah, 而且事实上呢，我们没有任何一个人，没有一个任何一个地方可能，就是说让这个7000英里的这个700英里的这个这一层呢是完全是空的，这个已经是非常夸张的一个数字了。
And then in conclusion, I read the Bible to you.
作为结论，我读一段圣经给你听。
Gospel of John, chapter 14.
是约翰福音的十四章。
Do not let your heart be troubled.
十四章第多少节
？14 verse 1.
在这个约翰福音十四章第一节里面说，你们心里不要忧愁。
Trust in God.
你们信神。
Trust also in Jesus.
你也当信我。
And Jesus said.
耶稣说。
In my father's house,
在我父的家里。
This is the father's house.
这个刚才我们看的这个圣城，就是这个父神的家庭。
Jerusalem
是新耶路撒冷。
The length,
长度。
The width,
宽度。
And the height,
还有这个高度。
Are the same dimension.
都是一样的。
Doesn't matter at what angle you look at this city.
不管你从哪个角度看这个圣城
，It is a square.
它是方的，正方形的。
It's an upright place.
它是一个很好的地方。
正直的地方。
一个正直的地方。Oh, okay, a square. Okay.
It's a holy place.
是个圣城。
For those people who believe in Jesus Christ.
对所有信耶稣的人。
And can enter into it.
可以进到这个圣城当中。
The Bible says, "In my Father's house."
圣经说，在我父的家里。
Are many rooms?
有许多地方。
And I agree with that.
我同意。
Now I want to check that too.
我现在想
Can anyone tell me from the Google?
我想跟大家去检查一下。如果你用
What is the world population now?
你可以
7 billion or less than 7 billion?
你可以在 Google 上搜索一下现在这个世界的人口是多少。
诶
这是多少是
7.6 billion?
Yeah,
assuming 8 billion, okay?
Yeah, 是
Now is 8 billion?
80亿还是多少亿
？Did Google tell us that how many people from Adam all the way to now？
有谁
can Google tell me when is the first billion on earth？
谁可以看看 Google 去搜索一下什么时候地球的人口第一次达到了十亿？现在的地球人口是76亿。
I tell you, there's a lot of room.
我跟你说，那个地方，圣城里面有许多的地方。
Let's see.
我们看一下。
Is the 100 feet your house? Is it big enough?
如果
Why is your property cow? Is it 100 feet or less than 100 feet? Do you know what? In Toronto, the property is only 33 feet. In Vancouver, maybe only 30. Right? The property, right?
Yeah, 就说你的
Edmonton, the normal size is 50 feet only. 50 feet by 100 to 120 feet. Now I'm assuming. You get 100 feet by 100 feet by 100 feet high. Wow. I don't know how many stories you get 10 stories, okay? That's your property.
That means 100 feet by 100 feet by 100 feet, that means what? You get 1 million cubic feet of your living quarter.
Yeah, 也就是哦，我们看一下这个房子，这个你的房子哈，如果一百尺乘一百尺宽，一百尺长，再有一百尺高的话，大概也就是一百万的这个这个立方尺的生活空间。
Then you see, if I give it to one people, at 1 million cubic feet of living quarter.
如果每一个人呢有100万的这个生活，100万立方尺的生活空间。
And then, could you calculate for me? 1400.
我们可以算一下。
And 1400.
1400英里乘1400英里，再乘上1400英里。
And 5280.
再乘
power three.
再乘
I don't know whether your calculator can calculate that. My calculator cannot calculate that. Okay.
OK, 再乘上这个5280尺的立方，这个是多少立方尺
？And then divided by 1 million cubic feet for each person.
然后呢，除上100万的这个生活空间，一个人100万的生活空间，我们大概有多少
？And you find out.
然后你可以找到。
More than enough room for you.
你发现这个
是。Ever seen from Adam all the way to now.
呀，就是你就可以发现从亚当夏娃到现在，我们都有足够的地方去在新圣城的都有足够的地方来生存。
That's why the Bible say.
所以圣经说
，Trust in God.
你信神。
Trust also in Jesus Christ.
也当信我。
In my father's house are many rooms.
在我父家有许多住处。
If it were not so,
如果没有的话
I would have told you.
我就告诉你了。
I'm going there to prepare a place for you.
我去那里去预备地方。
If I go and prepare a place for you,
如果我去那里预备地方
I will come back and take you to be with me.
我会必再来接你们去。
That you also may be where I am.
你也知道我那条路在哪里。
You also may be where I am.
我在哪里，叫你们也在哪里。
Because we are Jesus' companion.
因为我们是耶稣基督的同伴。
He prepared that place for us.
他在那里为我们预备了地方。
I said that, you know what? We pay 1/3 of our earthly income for the housing.
你记不记得我们前面刚开始讲了，我们收入的三分之一，我们是用在我们的住房上。
Assuming you are 65 years old, then you retire.
我们假设你65岁退休的话。
Assuming that you can live up to 100 years old.
我们假设你可以活到100岁。
And you have another 35 years to enjoy your life.
你有还有35年能够享受你的生活。
And I don't think you can enjoy when you are that age, 100 years old.
实际上，我不相信你在100岁的时候，你还真的可以享受你的生活。
And yet, we still pay for the mortgage.
那个时候你但是你还是要付你的房贷。
And that place.
如果在新天新地的话，在天堂的话。
No mortgage.
没有房贷。
All made with pure gold, no maintenance.
全部新天新地是用这个纯金所做成的，你不需要去花钱维护。
And free of charge.
也不收你的钱。
And he gave it to you.
然后他给了你。
Do you want it?
你要吗
？Work for that.
我们为这个而努力。
And Jesus Christ said.
耶稣基督说。
Do not work for the food that perish.
不要为朽坏的食物努力。
Work for the thing that can last forever and ever.
要为不朽坏的来努力。
Could you read that? Gospel of John.
约翰福音。
Chapter 6.
六章。
Verse 27.
27节。不要为那必坏的食物劳力，要为那存到永生的食物劳力，就是人子赐给你们的，因为人子是父神所印证的。
Jesus Christ come down on earth.
耶稣基督来到这个地球地上。
Die for our sin.
为我们的罪而死。
And then he rise up.
然后他从死里复活。
He ascend to heaven.
进到天堂。
And prepare this holy city.
然后他为我们预备了这个圣城。
It is so beautiful.
非常的美丽。
It lasts forever and ever.
而且是永存的一个城。
And Jesus Christ reigns forever.
耶稣基督做王到永远。
And he wants you to reign forever.
他也想希望你能够做王到永远。
You have eternal job.
我们有永远的工作。
Good job.
而且是好的工作。
And you can enjoy your life.
然后你可以享受你的生活。
Do you want it?
你要吗？
Is that the place that you're looking forward to?
Is 那个这个地方是你想去的吗？那个圣城是你想去的地方吗
？Our Heavenly Father,
我们天上的父
，I pray that you open our eyes.
我祈求你打开我们的眼睛
，and help us to understand what is written by you.
帮助我们明白你所写的圣经。
Help us not to despise your word.
帮助我们不要藐视你的话语。
Help us to delight in what you have said to us.
让帮助我们以你的话语为喜乐。
Those who delight in the Lord,
以神为喜，凡是以神为喜乐的。
And you said that you will fulfill the desire of our heart.
你说你要满足我们的心愿。
And I pray that.
我祷告。
You help us.
你帮助我们。
To understand it.
去明白。
To treasure it.
以你的话语为宝贵。
To hide it within our heart.
把你的话语藏在我们心里头。
And looking forward to your second coming.
盼望你的再来。
And in the meantime.
同时。
We lead people to come to know you.
我们带领人来信主。
Because there's a lot of place in your father's house.
因为在你父家有许多的地方。
You want them to fill in that place.
你希望我们能够住满那个地方。
Hear my prayer.
听我们祷告。
Listen to my cry for mercy.
怜悯我们。
I pray all this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.